So one of the themes of the raid over the last little while was, it was a few raid bites, we talked a little bit about moifsim, the concept that you find that a tzaddik is able to perform a miracle, a concept is able to pull off a moifes. And the truth is, as we're about to see, there's a very important ein beis medrash b'loy chiddush in that sugya, tucked away in this Gemara, in Masechtas Ma'akot and Daf Tezayin, which deals primarily with laws of Nidui and Cherim and Shamta and Nazifa, but at the same time, a very, very important yisoid that is very easy to gloss over because there's just so many words in today's daf that are related to this idea. So just to chazer over a little bit what we've talked about. We mentioned not so long ago, the end of Masechtas Megillah, the tshuva from the Chasam Sofer and Eruv Chaim Simon Kuf Tzadik Zayin, where he had a discussion about Elisha the Navi, who throughout Malachim Beis is performing incredible miracles. And the question was, what was his power? How was this something that Elisha was able to do? And the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph that Elisha the Avad, everything that Elisha did, he did with tefillah. And the Chasam Sofer was bothered. He said, how did the Gemara know that what Elisha did, he did with tefillah? Maybe he didn't do it with tefillah. Maybe the way he did it was using the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that the world was created b'chof Beis Oisiyos, and we know that there's a concept called Seifa Yetzira, where people knew how to be Metzarev to Chav Beis Oisiyos. The Gemara says there were Amayram, that every Erev Shabbos they would make an Anglotilsa. The Gemara talks about Rabbah, who once made a goylem, he was able to literally make a person. He sent it to Rab Zeira, the Gemara says. But either way, you find this concept that the Amayram, they were able to use the Seifa Yetzirah, and they were able to perform miracles. They were able to create things incredibly. And the Chasam Sofer says, by the way, Be'enai wrote, you see, I saw this with my own eyes, by my grace, the Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler, that this is something that he used to do. This was the tshuva that he wrote to Rav Moshe Teitelbaum, the Heilige Yismach Moshe. But either way, so the Chasam Sofer over there discussed two different derachim of how a tzaddik is able to perform a miracle. So people that go to tzaddikim, you want brachas, you're looking for yeshuas. So what is the tzaddik going to do? What does the tzaddik have in his arsenal? And from that tshuva, what emerged was two things. Number one, tefillah. There's a koyach tefillah that a tzaddik has that us mortals don't have. Va'oid, there's also an idea of moifsim, using shemas akdoshim. And there's limitations, who could use it, how, but at the same time, there is a concept of shemas akdoshim, and that's also something that the tzaddik has in his arsenal, something that he's able to use at his disposal in terms of being able to perform a miracle. There's another idea that we talked about when we learned the Sechtes Tainus. The Gemara told the miracles about Chayni Amago and Rab Chanina ben Doisa, and there's the famous words of Chazal, where the Gemara says that Rab Chanina ben Doisa told his daughter, Misha Amar L'Shemin V'Yidlaik, Hu Yoymar L'Choymetz V'Yidlaik. And we said an idea in the name of the Sfarim HaKdoshim that say that really nature is the mask of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the world's mask. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's disguise. It's Hashem's way of us not having free will and bechira, so like this, we'll be able to be boicher b'toiv and get tzchar, and it won't simply be nahama de kisufa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is einoy mavadai. Hashem pulls every single string in the world. There is nothing other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the same time, you wake up in the morning, you look outside, it's not so evident, it's not so clear. And the reason is because what you see is you see Teva. You see a planet that's revolving on its axis, you see a sun that's rising in the morning and setting in the evening, and we see a world that to a degree could be explained scientifically. And really, that's all, it's a mask. It's the disguise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that we'll have Bechira. So the Sfarim HaKdoshim say, a mask, a disguise, only makes sense, it only has a pshat, to the extent that you don't know who's behind the disguise. So, for example, if somebody is trying to hide from somebody else, he may put on a disguise, he may go incognito, or may put on a mask. So like this, the person he's trying to hide from won't know that he's the person that's behind this disguise. But the minute that person knows who's behind it, the minute your cover is blown, so now the disguise is a chukav etlula. The tzaddikim, say the svarim, came to such a madrega that they were able to realize with such clarity, and that the whole Teva is simply a disguise. So for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hide behind Teva is a chukah v'tlula. And that's why Rav Chanina ben Doisa, who had reached that madrega, said, Misha amal Hashem v'yidloik, hu yoyme l'chaymetz v'yidloik. He said, to me it's all the same. And if you recognize that there's no difference between Shemen and Chaimetz, then you're right. And that was the Madrega of Chanina Medais. But that's another idea. The idea is Sadiqim are able to perform miracles. They're able to pull off Moifsim. Why? Because in their midst, where they are, in their machna, in their mechitza, things are different. Because in their mechitza, there's not such a level of Hester Ponim as there is in the rest of the world. And it's for that reason that things are different. The laws of nature are literally different. So we have tefillah, we have the concept of using Shemus HaKadoshim, and then we have the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga is just different. Because at the end of the day, Teva is a mask, and once the cover of Teva is blown, there's just no svar anymore, there's no secha for the mask to be there. So the greater a person's level of amunah and betachin is, the more clarity a person has in sa'enecha shamaima ura'u mibara eila, the more a person comes to mipsarai echsa elikim, the less teva starts playing a role. As for that reason, you find tzaddikim that were on the level of misha amal Hashem v'yidlik, hu yoyim elochaymetz v'yidlik. But as mentioned, there's another idea. There's a fourth concept, and that's in today's daf. And just a little bit of a background. The Gemara in the Sechtes Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Dalid Amid Aleph. So the Gemara over there is in the middle of some of the most intense Agadah to Gemara in Shas. So you wouldn't think that the most intense Agadah to Gemara in Shas are Mesechtes Bava Basra, but they are. It's the first few Dafin, very, very famous Dafin, in the beginning of Perek Hamoicher Sasvina, and really the primary feature of those Gemaras are the stories that the Gemara tells about Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said, I was once traveling in the Midbar. I was in the Sinai desert, and I met a Taya. I met a Seicher Yishmaeli. I met a Yishmaeli merchant. And he came to me and he told him, Ta Achvi Lach Har Sinai. He says, come with me. I want to show you. Want to see where Har Sinai is? Yeah, of course. I'd love to see Har Sinai. He says, come, follow me. I'm going to take you to Har Sinai. So the Gemara says, Azli, I went. Chazoy Dehadron Le'akrabi. I saw there was a mountain, and the mountain was surrounded by scorpions. Fikaimi ki chamri chivarti. And they looked like white donkeys. And the merchant told me, this mountain, this is Har Sinai. Shamati, so Rabbi Brachana said, I went close. And I listened, and I heard Baskol Shemeres. I heard a Baskol say, Oili Shenishbati, woe is to me that I swore. The Achshav Shenishbati, but now that I swore, me Meferli, I wish somebody would be able to be Mefer what it is I did. So the Gemara says, Kasoy, the Kamid Rabban. Rabbi Chana said, when I came back to Yeshiva, so Amruli, I told him what happened. I said, you're not going to believe what I saw. I saw Har Sinai. They said, really? You saw Har Sinai? What was going on in Har Sinai? So he said, I told them, I heard a Baskol, and the Baskol said, Oili Shenishbati, I made a shvua. Achshav shenishbati mimevda. I wish somebody would be made for the shvua. So the Gemara says they told him, call Abba Chamra. Every person whose name is Abba, Rabba's name was Rab Abba, his name was Abba, they're all foolish like chamars. And call Bar Bar Chana sichsa. And everyone that's a Bar Bar Chana is a chamar. He says, really? Whoa. What did I do so bad? So he said, Hoy l'choloyma. You should have said Mufaloch. I don't understand. You didn't hear the Baskel? The Baskel said that Oili shenishbati v'achshav shenishbati mi meferli. So you should have said Mufaloch. He says, don't you realize what the Baskel was saying? He says, no. What was the Baskel saying? The Baskel said, Hashem swore that the Yidden are going to be in Golos. But Hashem is waiting for someone to come and to be made for the Shvua. So you had an opportunity to be made for it. So why didn't you do it? So the Gemara says, who's Savar? So what was Rabbi Bar Chana's Havamina? His Havamina was Dilma Shvuasa the Mabelhu. He didn't know what Shvua was. Hey, be careful before you made for a Shvua. He said, maybe it was the Shvua of the Mabel. The Shvua of the Mabel that Hashem is never going to destroy the world. He thought maybe Hashem wants to destroy the world. And that's what he's trying to be made for. For Rabbanon. What did the Rabbanon think? They said, no, I'm king. Oily Lama. Why would Hashem say oily? Oily Shenishbati. Clearly, this is a bad kind of Shvua. And it's for that reason, the Gemara says, they told him, call Abba Chamra and call Bar Bar Chana Sichsa. The Teres Chayim, in his Pirish HaMasechtes Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Dal Ramad Aleph, classic 17th century work, says the Teres Chayim, Adover Nifla. He says that the Baskel said, oily Shenishbati. But now that I swore, me meferli. Who's going to be mefer? We know that if a person makes a neder, there's two ways to make that neder go away. You could do ataras nedarim. That's one option. Shimun Rabbeisai, right? I made a neder, I didn't mean it. Atcharota, Pesach, and then mutalach, and then it's done. And there's another mahalach. Psukim in the Torah, in Parashas Matos, where the Torah says that a woman that makes a neder, the halach is that her husband is able to be mefer the neder. Or a girl that's a minor, if she makes a neder, her father has the ability to be mefer neder. The Gemara says, Baal sha'amar b'loshim chacham. The chacham sha'amar b'loshim baal, doesn't work. So if a baal, who has the ability to be matan neder, would say mufralach, wouldn't work. Or if the other way around, would say mutalach, it also wouldn't work. The baal, who has the ability to be mefer, has to say the loshen hafara, and the chacham that has the ability to be matar, he has to use the loshen of atar. And the Gemara says the reason is because hafara and atar work very differently. Hafara works mikanu lahaba, atara works lamafreya. In yeshiva, they say it's not lamafreya, it's mikanu lahaba lamafreya, v'advaru matikin. But either way, hafara works mikanu lahaba, atara works lamafreya. It's not the same thing. And because it's not the same thing, therefore you have to make sure you get the language right. Sfreit the teres chayim. He says, I don't understand. The paskal said, oili shenishbati. V'achshev shenishbati, mi meferli? If Rabbi Bar Barchan is going to go now and he's going to be matter the shvua, is he being mefer? Is he being matterit? He's being matter. He's coming with Teiras Chacham, L'chayra. And he's being matter in the dark. So it shouldn't have been me mefer. It should have been me matter, says the Teiras Chayim. That you see from this Gemara, Adavar Nifla, that really the Koyach Rabbi Bar Barchana would have had to go and be matter this net that was not B'Toyros HaToras Chacham, but it's B'Toyros HaFaras Baal. So you're going to say, what do you mean? What Shaykh is? HaFaras Baal means there's a Zivug, there's an Ishus, the husband has the ability. He says the Pshat is because the Gemara says, Masech Tesmoy Kotten, Daf Tezayin. The Gemara says, Moshel ba'adam tzaddik, Moshel yiras alikim. Me Moshel be tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that who's Moshel in me? Who has the ability to rule over me? You know who's Moshel in me? The tzaddik. Says the Teres Chaim. V'gabi isha namiksev. You find by an isha, v'hu yimshel bach, that the man is Moshel on top. The loshen of tzaddik Moshel be is a loshen that you find in Parshas Bereishis. You find it in the context of marriage. You find it in the context of ishos. And that's why tzaddik goyzer v'akadosh baruch hu mekayim, because there's a concept that on some level he's moshel. So says the Teres Chaim that this koyach that Rabbi Bar Barchana would have had was b'toyras moshel, b'toyras the Gemara in Ma'ikot and Daf Tezayin Amid Beis. It's not b'toyras chacham, and that's why the lashon would have been not me matter, but the lashon would have been me meferli. But either way, that's this concept that tzaddik is kaviyochel, like the husband of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that's this idea of tzaddik goyzer that Kaddish Baruch Hu mekayim, because there's a hanhaga of a hu yimshol baruch. And at the same time, eza isha ksheira, oyser etzayin baila. So by a Kaddish Baruch Hu, there's a similar concept. And that is a Kaddish Baruch Hu's oyser etzayin tzaddik. Ritzayin rev yasa. That's the way it is. And that's why in this Gemara in Bava Basra, Dafayin Dalet, it's not me materbi, but rather it's me mefer. You know why it's me mefer? Because it's working b'teres hafara. It's not working b'teres hatar. It's a marumokim nifla here in Masantas Bava Basra. That find out from the Teres Chaim.